Malcolm Turnbull is still clinging to power tonight, holding off on another meeting that would consign him to the dustbin of Prime Minister's past. His deputy, Julie Bishop, is the latest Liberal MP to step forward as an alternative leader. The Prime Minister's fate was cast this morning as several key ministers abandoned him. It's only a matter of time now that one of the contenders finds a path to the highest elected office in the land. Political reporter Alexandra Beach is with me. Alex, where are things at tonight? How many Liberals harbour aspirations to become the country's next PM?
Emma, a lot of people are still astonished tonight about how today's unfolded. I mean, the word I've heard several MPs use is that it's just been extraordinary. The House of Representatives, as you mentioned, hasn't been sitting for most of the day. And since it adjourned, a lot of people have been meeting behind closed doors up here as the focus sort of starts to turn towards tomorrow. Malcolm Turnbull has flagged the possibility that he will vacate the leadership if he sees proof that the numbers are there. But Peter Dutton's backers are trying to find a way to force that meeting now. And we've heard that they're now pushing for the whip, Nola Marino, to call that meeting. The numbers are also very complicated at this point, largely because there are other contenders in the running. And the ABC understands tonight that Julie Bishop's throwing her hat in the ring, pitching herself as the best option to save seats at the upcoming election. And of course, we know that Scott Morrison's also keen to be the nation's next Prime Minister. But today, Malcolm Turnbull's made it clear that he's going down fighting.
Australians will be rightly appalled by what they're witnessing in their nation's parliament today and in the course of this week.
Malcolm Turnbull's digging his heels in. Rather than being stabbed in the back, he wants to see who's holding the knife. The Prime Minister said he'd call a party room meeting and vacate the leadership tomorrow, but only if he received a petition with 43 members' names on it.
We'll see, but as soon as I get that, my intention is to hold a party meeting at midday tomorrow.
That puts the pressure on Peter Dutton's supporters to out themselves. Many of them don't want to do that. And Mr. Turnbull's also threatened to quit the parliament once defeated, triggering another by-election.
I've made it very clear that I believe that former prime ministers are best out of the parliament.
Mr. Turnbull marked a milestone today. He's just overtaken Gough Whitlam on the list of Australia's longest serving prime ministers. He's notched up 2 years and 342 days. And in his version of events, he's now standing up to a pack of bullies.
What began as a minority has, by a process of intimidation, persuaded people that the only way to stop the insurgency is to give in to it. Now, I do not believe in that. I've never done that. I've never given in to bullies.
But those who have shifted allegiances today don't seem the type to be easily intimidated. Three senior ministers, Matthias Cormann, Mitch Fifield and Michaelia Cash, have switched sides. Here's Senator Cormann.
It's with great sadness and a heavy heart that we went to see the Prime Minister yesterday afternoon to advise him that in our judgment he no longer enjoyed the support of a majority of members in the Liberal Party party room, and that it was in the best interest of the Liberal Party for the Prime Minister to help manage an orderly transition to a new leader.
Their betrayal seals Malcolm Turnbull's fate. He can't survive.
I did not want to be in this position. I have loyally supported Malcolm Turnbull since he was elected leader of the Liberal Party. I was wanting to continue to support Malcolm Turnbull for years to come as leader of the Liberal Party, but I can't ignore reality.
With the government in chaos, the leader of the House of Representatives, Christopher Pyne, took an extraordinary step.
The leader of the House.
I move that the House do now adjourn.
He was closing the lower house for business early, buying the government time to get its act together. Labor frontbencher Tony Burke was incredulous.
There will be no question time today because they don't know who their ministers are. There will be no question time today because they don't know who their prime minister is. There will be no question time today because those opposite have stopped governing.
But the government succeeded.
The result of the division is ayes 70, noes 68. The question is therefore resolved in the affirmative. The House stands adjourned until Monday, 10 September 2018 at 10 a.m.
The Coalition didn't have the numbers to also adjourn the Senate early, but with Senators Cormann, Cash and Fifield now sat on the backbench and the House of Representatives not sitting, Education Minister Simon Birmingham's workload seemed to be getting a little out of hand. Labor jeered he'd become the minister for everything.
I advise senators that in addition to my portfolio and representational responsibilities, I will be answering questions in relation to Prime Minister, Treasurer, Finance, Revenue and Financial Services and Special Minister of State.
Labor Senator Penny Wong then moved a motion of no confidence in the government.
A, this Senate has no confidence in the government. B, that notes that the government can change its leader, but it can never unite its party. And C, calls on whoever is the Prime Minister to visit the Governor-General by no later than 5pm today to call an election immediately.
The motion was defeated, with crossbenchers like Pauline Hanson coming to the government's rescue. Senator Hanson says when it comes to leadership spills, the Labor Party shouldn't be so quick to lecture others.
People in glass houses should not throw stones. How long ago was it that the Rudd-Gillard fiasco that happened? You've even just a couple of months ago that if you had lost any of the Super Saturday seats, you would have been facing a leadership challenge by Albanese.
Now back to political reporter Alexandra Beach. Alex, Peter Dutton earlier in the week, of course, was the only challenger to Malcolm Turnbull. Now the field appears to be widening. And, of course, Mr. Dutton's detractors are pointing to lingering questions about whether he's even eligible to sit in the parliament.
Yes, Emma, the Prime Minister today said that he was seeking legal advice from the Solicitor General about Peter Dutton's eligibility. That's a bit of a wily move. It's something Labor has also been calling for. And the question here centres around Mr. Dutton's link to financial trusts connected to childcare centres, which benefit from government subsidies. Now, Peter Dutton, we should say, has said he has legal advice and he's fine. He says while he may be a beneficiary of a trust, his wife is the director of the company, so he's a bit more removed, and that there is no real agreement in place between the Commonwealth and the childcare centres. Dutton backers are also certainly saying that this whole issue is just being raised as a distraction. But Mr. Turnbull says he wants any question marks resolved before there's a party room meeting. Here's what he had to say today.
It's important that before the party meeting is held, we have access to the advice of the Solicitor General on the eligibility of Mr. Dutton to sit in the Parliament. And we expect that advice to be available first thing in the morning.
Alex, what kind of damage does this all do to the Coalition's prospects at the next election?
Well, once they've figured out who's leading them to that election, it's just around the corner. We're expecting it to be called for early next year. And history teaches us that voters don't like this sort of thing. The nation is pretty sick of it. So many Liberal and National MPs who were leaving Parliament tonight have looked pretty dejected and were expecting to be punished on polling day. So it's looking like it could be a matter of saving the furniture. And certainly that's how Julie Bishop is now putting herself forward as the best person to do that.
Alexandra Beach, thank you.